Hello and welcome to The Poetry of Science, a podcast which provides insight into new scientific research via the medium of poetry. I'm your host, Dr. Sam Illingworth, and each week I'll be introducing you to some of the latest scientific findings and sharing a selection of science-themed poetry. If you enjoy this podcast, then please consider giving it a rating and leaving some feedback in your podcast directory of choice. And if you really enjoy it, then why not share it with a friend? After all, we could all do with a little bit more poetry in our lives. In this episode, I'll be exploring new research, which has found that common water pollutants cause heart damage in fish. Water runs clear. A seemingly serenity caught in the half-light of tasteless threats and silent screams. It lingers, patient as a poacher's line to seep from treatment's cracks, unfiltered, unsealed, untamed. A toxic residue that chokes the flow, spoiling souls before their blooming, distortions of the heart's first labour. Heed the far bankside where these drowsed serpents coil among the reeds, their fangs brine the springs, their venom our end. This poem was inspired by recent research published in the journal Eco-Environment and Health, which has shown drinking water to contain hidden persistent chemicals posing severe health risks, even at low levels. Imagine turning on your tap and expecting a glass of clean, safe drinking water, but instead there are hidden dangers lurking in it, beyond the reach of common purification methods. This concern arises from a group of chemicals known as dihalogenated nitrophenols, or 2,6-DHNPs, found as byproducts in our drinking water. These chemicals are not well understood, but they are becoming more noticeable and worrying due to their persistence. They do not easily go away with standard water treatment methods like sedimentation and filtration, nor do they disappear when we boil water at home or try to clean it with filters, microwaves, or ultrasonic devices. The mystery surrounding their long-term effects on our health makes it crucial to shed light on what risks they might pose. In this new study, researchers have explored the hidden impacts of 2,6-DHNPs on health, using zebrafish embryos to understand the potential dangers these chemicals carry. The research uncovers that 2,6-DHNPs exhibit extreme toxicity, 248 times greater than dihydroachloric acid, a regulated disinfection product known for its health risks. When zebrafish embryos were exposed to 2,6-DHNPs, even in small amounts, they experienced severe health issues, including damage to heart development and function. However, the study also discovered that an antioxidant, N-acetyl-L-cysteine, could significantly reduce the harmful effects, suggesting ways to possibly mitigate the risks. This research uncovers a significant threat 2,6-DHNPs pose to our health, even at low levels in drinking water, as well as stressing the urgent need to pay more attention to these emerging chemicals in public health discussions for the safety of our communities and future generations. Now that you've heard the science, let me read the poem to you again. Water runs clear, a seeming serenity caught in the half-light of tasteless threats and silent screams. It lingers, patient as a poacher's line to seep from treatment's cracks, unfiltered, unsealed, untamed. A toxic residue that chokes the flow, spoiling souls before they're blooming. Distortions of the heart's first labour. Heed the far bankside where these drowsed serpents coil among the reeds. Their fangs brine the springs. Their venom our end. In this section of the podcast, I'd like to share a poem written by another poet, on a topic related to the science that has been discussed so far. In this episode, I'll be reading Water Devil by Jamal May. Jamal May is an American poet, editor and teacher known for his dynamic and urgent exploration of technology, human connectivity and the environment. Born and raised in Detroit, May's work captures the complexities of urban life with both precision and empathy. His poetry collections include The God Engine, published in 2009, and The Wetting of Teeth and Other Poems, published in 2012. May's poems have appeared widely in journals such as Poetry, New England Review, and Best American Poetry 2014, and he has received numerous awards, including the Spirit of Detroit Award. He was a visiting poet at Smith College and serves as distinguished writer at the University of Michigan, Ann Arbor. Water Devil by Jamal May. Spout of a leaf, listen out for the screams of your relentless audience, the applause of a waterfall in the distance, a hurricane looting a Miami shopping mall, how careful you are with the rain cradling curve of your back. Near your forest, all are ready to swim and happy to drown in me, this lake of fire that moats the edges. From my mouth they come to peel the flames and drink their slick throats into the most silent of ashes. Thank you for listening to The Poetry of Science. If you want to find out more about the scientific study featured in this episode, or read any of the poems in full, then please visit the show notes at scipoach.podbean.com. That's scipoach.podbean.com, where you can also find out how to get in touch with any questions or comments you might have. Thanks for listening.